Ford Coe as Dionysius in Antique Farce by Bruce Stewart, with Kate O'Mara as Flavia, Glyn Owen as Galerius, John Rye as Emperor Diocletian, and Leonard Fenton as Marcellinus.
Poor slave from the sword. What do I have to give to win your favor? I've got nothing. We can always have half. How did I get myself into a fine old mess like this? Me, Maccus the manipulator. All I tried to do was get that young virgin away from my master the Sanus for Lycaonides. Of course, I was also trying to get her away from my master the Sanus for old Pappus, but that makes no difference. Well, the difference was 25 drachmas. Old Pappus. Why is he so particular anyway? At his age, it doesn't matter who, does it? Just if. And now I'm going to be cut down in my prime, separated like a senator at the temple from his boyfriend, split in two like the Roman Empire. Oh, you can laugh. But how would you like to finish up with one half in the east under Diocletian, the other in the west under Maximian? Your head in Illyricum, your... Well, never mind what, in Gaul. From all I hear, they've got enough of it there anyway. So it's not fair. Venus, Vulcan, anyone come to my aid. Any god who's listening?
Eusebius, freeman, citizen of Rome, salutes Caius Galerius, favored of the gods, Caesar to the Emperor Diocletian.
Most mighty Caesar, divinity, may the humble service of Eusebius, manager of the theater of Marcellus.
All right, get up, man. You don't call me divinity. Oh, the emperor's divine. Good Romans burn incense to the Augustus, no one else.
Most mighty, Caesar. The city of Rome rejoices and is her ancient self again, now that you walk her sacred stones once more.
Her ancient self again? The city of Rome? You're trying to play the fool with me, Eusebius.
Your pardon, most mighty, Caesar.
The Augustus rules from Nicomedia these days. His co-ruler, Maximian, seems to spend most of his time in Africa. The two Caesars, Constantius and myself, are flung like dice across the empire. Where's the future for the city of Rome in all that?
I spoke figuratively, Caesar. A certain hyperbole born of natural devotion. An excess of loyalty hardly a death.
You theater people never use straight words when bent ones will do, do you? You want some wine?
That is most gracious, Caesar.
There's some decent Falernian here. Decent Falernian. I spent the last 6 months up on the Danube, you know. We should taste what they drink there. Still, it was good to be on the march again. Wherever I am, in a pavilion of goatskins in the Carpathians, in marble halls, I remain a Roman soldier. You understand that, Eusebius?
Indeed, Caesar. Most admirable.
Men of understanding, they're thin on the ground these days. Your wine.
Thank you, Caesar.
Sit down, sit down. Now then, you know Diocletian is coming to Rome for the 10th anniversary of his accession.
Yes, Caesar.
It's a question of the festivities. I've got to see that everything's organized before I return to Nicomedia. There's a game, the circuses, of course, but the theater I don't know about yet. What had you in mind, the theater of Marcellus?
Why, a season of classics, naturally. The Phaedra of Seneca is too seldom done, you know. And then the Andrea and the Adelphi of Terence. If more variety is needed...
Season of classics.
Our very best work, Caesar.
It's meant to be a cheerful sort of occasion, you know, the Emperor's 10th anniversary.
Oh, the Andrea is a very entertaining play, yes, yes. In fact, Terence, in his whimsical mood, might be said...
How about some farce?
I beg your pardon.
Some antique farce.
At the theater of Marcellus?
Well, I used to enjoy what they call the antique farce.
Gods,
yes. It was the only sort of theater we ever got to see in army days. On the march. Always the same thing, mind you. Same character. There was, let's see now.
Maccus the slave, Sharp and a crook. He was always the main character. Then Pappas, the old man.
Zanus, the pimp, Marina, the shrew, yes. Stock characters, all of them.
But the jokes were different. That was the interesting part. The actors put in different jokes according to what was funny at the time. Made them up.
Well, that's the nature of the antique farce.
As much as I know anything about it at all.
The characters have basic stories and scripts, I believe. But apart from that, they're meant to extemporize on contemporary matters.
Didn't mind what they said sometimes, either. Some of the sideswipes really hit bone, I remember.
Of course, and bucolic material, these are.
The emperor would enjoy coarse and bucolic material, you see this.
Caesar?
A plain man, my friend. The divine emperor whom all men worship. Just an old sweat under the purple, like me. He and I slogged out to the border of the empire and back in other days. Better days, you see this?
Forgive me, I hardly...
If the city of Rome is ever to be her ancient self again, some things mustn't change anymore, you know. We live in a time that's a bit like the end of a campaign against a powerful enemy. It's hard to know what to spare and what to kill. But some things must stay as they are.
The emperor would attend a performance at the theater of Marcel?
He'd go if I said it was the sort of thing he'd like. Which means if it was done just the way I liked it.
I'm deeply honored, Caesar, deeply honored. It's a new departure for us, no doubt, but the theater of Marcellus will assuredly...
Who plays the antique farce in Rome these days?
Oh, goodness, well, there used to be the Marcius Tertius and his players, but he died, I think.
Died?
Or disappeared. Yes, that was it, on tour. There was some unpleasantness over money in Aquileia. One or two of his actors actually never got home again, I'm told. Had to take up laboring work in the salt
mines. Who else plays the antique farce, you see, this?
Well, it's a bit of a problem. The form is outmoded, neglected, that is fair. Some years ago... No, that's the company playing the Rinciniata, the Mime, you know.
All like colonies, you go how my master got famous. He'd come down on me like the Roman army on the Persians if I was to leave you alone with this young virgin.
Perhaps he'd miss you, Maccus, like the Roman fleet in search of the port of Hippo last month. Now, Maccus, here's 2 drachmas. Go off to the market and buy yourself some wine.
A whole spoonful, you mean, sir?
Dear, Maccus, I want to be alone with my colonies for a little while.
Well, a good slave knows when he's just a gooseberry, I suppose. But if I meet the Sanus, I'll just have to say I was led astray by sailors again.
Flavia, by every god in the mountain, what's the matter? Waving your arms at me, signaling like a windmill running stage. Is the theater falling down?
There's a man here from Rome with a gorgeous golden beard.
Tell him I've got one.
What?
No free list, Flavia. Now, he said, after Mediolanum and those debts, and the gun who chased us all the way to Genoa, no free seats until...
I need somebody important. Eusebius, the manager of the theater of Marcellus.
Hey?
True, Genesis, and he wants us to go to Rome.
You're drunk. It's that damn wine for the banquet scene. God, I'll put ditch water in the flask if people
no,
don't...
No,
go to Rome? With our Atalanta?
Antique farce, right. And... quick, John.
God.
Your pardon, Lycodes, sir, but I am back.
Why didn't he stay away longer?
For 2 drachmas, the wine seller poured some wine into a goblet, swilled it round, poured it back into the bottle, and gave me the goblet to sniff. It was very enjoyable, sir.
Don't be enough.
Take
5 drachmas and buy yourself a real drink. Expense is no object when a man's in love.
In love? Yeah, he said it. He's mine. But how am I to be here?
5 drachmas. Oh, for that much, the wine cellar will let me climb up on top of the vat and stick my head down into the fumes.
What
was I saying?
That's next door to the Circus Maximus. You sure?
Of course I'm sure. It's all part of the Emperor's anniversary celebration.
And us, Flavia? I mean, why a company like us?
Apparently the Emperor's very fond of antique farce.
Well, you just dropped that into the conversation. All these years wondering what the audience died of on filthy provincial tours when we could have been...
Eusebius wants us to include some new material, though. Special stuff?
What? Special stuff?
Special joke for Rome. He says Maccus has to be a Christian.
A witch?
A Christian.
I said,
one of those...
go into the house, Palestra.
Genesis, you're on again.
Oh, I'm deaf.
Into the house.
What are you talking about, you harebrained sow? It's you.
Me?
But the scene, the scene. Move.
So, that nasty little slave of Mackett is going to provide my husband, Pappas, with a girl, is he? Well, I'll deal with Pappas and the girl when I find her.
Harebrained sow. One day you'll miss our damn play. It's just a
arranged for him. And I think
Christian.
I what it should be.
There's a joke in Mackett's being a Christian.
Why a Christian, Eusebius? Why does Mackett have to be a Christian?
It's topical, isn't it? There are lots of Christians about these days, particularly in Rome. They're even getting to be a bit of a problem.
Well, in what way? What's the matter with them?
Well, Genetius, don't bother Eusebius with things like that just now. We're going to Rome, and that's all that matters. More wine, Eusebius?
No, thank you. Aplasia. I've eaten and drunk very well.
Husband, I had to have some new clothes for Rome, you know. I couldn't be seen dead on the Via Flaminia in the old rags I've got.
Well, let's try killing you on the Via Flaminia and see what happens.
Write that down. But if you ever killed me, I'd come back and haunt you. You know that.
So what are you doing now?
The Christians are different, that's all, Genetius. They hold positions in the army and the government, but they won't take the oath to the emperor's divine person. They don't acknowledge the gods, you see.
Well, then what do they acknowledge? I mean, it's important to know. I've played the Atalana for over 12 years now.
15, dear, for counting.
All right, 15. I started very young. I was the youngest Maccus the old Lucius Bardalus Company ever had.
Venus of the Sacred Grove, but hand up the goat, meet Sylvester.
See, the whole thing is to get the jokes right, Eusebius. If you don't get the jokes
Eusebius,
right...
Eusebius, I can't stand seeing your plate empty like that at the goat's meet, Sylvester.
Thank you, I don't want any more jokes. Just a minute, I'm just crowding myself a tiny bit more.
Oh, just making sure you've got all the best bits, you mean. Oh, devil, he doesn't have any.
Quite right, Julia. When Genesius hired you to play the senior part, Sylvester... Surely it was on the understanding that you were to consume less than the younger and more able members of the company.
Clear away the wine jugs. Here we go.
I'm sorry. A man must eat well in order to act well, and so on.
Oh, when did you last do that, dear?
That's all I do. I played all over the empire. I once acted before a reason. It's true, and it'll be remembered when we go to Rome, which is more than anything that you've ever done will be. I was performing the classic.
When you didn't know if was a playwright or a tropical disease.
It's not right. Tell them to show some respect. Lord of God.
All I say is don't work a frail gag to death. Get on, get your laugh, get off. Get drunk if they're paying you enough.
And hand up the goat meat, Sylvester.
Flavia, it's too kind. But I repeat, I've already dined superbly on your provincial provender.
Stringy goat meat instead of plump poultry, eh?
What do you mean? The goat meat isn't stringy at all.
Stretch it on a frame, you can play tunes on it. Yeah, the trouble is, the goats around here never caught you, Sylvester. They give themselves up. The locals say it's after seeing our performance.
Well, please, I didn't mean to offend. It's simply that...
To a real Roman, anywhere north of Tivoli is the underworld. Yes, I know. Yeah, but you've come a good long way to find us, haven't you?
Well, I seem to have no choice. And I don't know why here the Emperor has this inexplicable passion for the antique craft. There aren't so many practitioners left, he says.
No, there aren't. Which brings us to business, I'd say.
Yes, you see this. Now, if our company is going to pay a rent...
Genesius, I've got that routine worked out.
Not
now, old love. I'm just getting to the money.
But the insult routine is so right for the same as Genesius. We should never have dropped it in the ancient Saturday.
The insult routine is trivial and childish. We are not doing that in Rome.
What's it to do with you, Sylvester?
I happen to know these sophisticated Roman audiences. They will tolerate nonsense like that. I might as well suggest bringing back the no teeth routine for old
Pepper.
That, if it happens, is very funny.
The no teeth routine? It's murder drives them out of the theatre worse than wasps. And the way you do it, it takes forever.
I will not suggest
Well, the Atalana's built up on traditional business, Eusebius. A whole lot of it. There's so much by now, in fact, you have to pick and choose. Melchiades has been going on about this insult routine for weeks.
What is it, precisely?
Well, go away, you might find out.
But all right. At least give it a try and see. Now, over here, Lycolides, Palestra, and the
State. It is a waste of time, I tell you. Roman audiences will not endure it.
So I stop, right?
I don't care what you call me. I'm impervious to insult. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
How about a dirty pig?
Pigs are clean animals, really. Now, wait for the laugh.
Dizzying sow can't be a sow. It's not possible.
Melchiades plays with the sanest character, you see. The pit who runs the whorehouse, Macca's his master, big and thick. And the idea is the others have to call him all the names they can think of, and he has to keep his temper.
Oh, very amusing. Yes, delicate wit.
About the money, you see, dear. Now, I think you'd better know straight off you're not going to put us on the cheap. If we're good enough for Rome, where did you
all right, Flavia, I'm handling the business, aren't I? Now, here's the way it is, Eusebius. If we're good enough for Rome, we're good enough
for... You will proceed to Rome by the best available transport. You will order new costumes and masks, all of the best. You will scrap whatever wretched scenery you employ here and discuss improved designs with my carpenters. You will lodge as befits your position as actor in the theatre of Marcellus. And in addition, you shall have this.
God on high.
Are those real coins? Or are you just showing us how it looks around the imperial treasury when the taxes are in?
Pure gold, Genesius. The gold of Rome.
Yes, but what do you want for it? I mean, my art, yes, my wife, perhaps, but my body...
Don't make jokes about it, you fool. You'll think you're not interested.
Caius Galerius, Caesar to Diocletian, has interested himself in this matter personally. The gold is his gift.
It's Galerius wants us in Rome, then.
That is correct.
Gold. Why don't you understand what this means, all of you? It means it's true. We've gone up in the world. We're not the bottom of the barrel anymore.
Hooray!
Oh, my lord!
Funny, another touché!
And the insult routine. Don't for this kind of money, we really must give them the insult routine.
Yeah, go and get them. Outraged with your old insult routine. Get the wine. Julia, some goblets.
Yes, lady, right here.
And wine. Not the best wine, perhaps. But we'll soon be changing all that, won't we?
Why, we might even manage a little better than stringy goat's feet.
Well, Soothsayer, the rules. What is their message to me?
Most high and potent emperor, Divinitas, yes.
The message, fellow, the message. Attend, Galerius.
I'm attending, Doctor.
The rules say, O mighty one, to journey in a straight line is to court danger, while to move in a circle is to concede defeat.
What? Well, can't you tell me anything more precise than that?
Lord of the earth, glorious God.
No! Get him out of the earth! Guard! Remove him from the imperial presence! He's useless, Galerius, useless.
Aye, Divinity.
Master of the heavens.
I simply wish to know if my plan to travel to Rome overland attracts me more favor with the gods than a sea voyage. And he babbles on about straight lines and circles and dangers and defeats.
Diocletian, radiant sun.
Either way, it's time we were making a start, Divinity.
Well, you wouldn't think the kind of thing I seek to learn is difficult, would you? Forbidden to a brother of the gods? He was particularly recommended to me, that soothsayer. Celebrated for divination from the bones of sacrificial animals, they say.
A full program of celebrations awaits your arrival in Rome. Before I came back to Nicomedia, I made the arrangements personally.
Oh, Rome. Yes.
Well, what is it you've arranged for me in Rome, Galerius? How am I to be bored, exactly?
You do agree it is politically necessary for the emperor to celebrate his anniversary in Rome, Divinity?
Oh, yes. The ancient seat of power, the city where Romulus and Remus were whelped. I don't like Rome. I've never liked it. What is to happen?
A triumphal entry, Diocletian. A civic banquet, a personal appearance at the games, a theatre.
The theatre? Oh, God's man, haven't I told you often enough how I dislike the theatre?
Ah, but this is the antique farce, Divinity.
The antique farce? Well, I haven't seen a good farce in... Oh, yes, that might at least prove diverting. the auspices, Galerius. Perhaps I should simply depend on the auspices.
Definitely.
The auspices on the morning of our setting out for Rome, of course. I shall not make any decision about how to travel before then, and that's strictly in accordance with what the entrails tell me. That's precisely what I did in the case of our invasion of Egypt, and look how the gods saved me there.
The auspices. Yet I've warned you, haven't I, Diocletian? As things stand, the auspices may not be your best guide to successful action.
Galerius.
Christians in the army, Christians in the imperial court. Oh, I know you like to shrug your shoulders at things like that, but I don't see how you can pretend it pleases the gods or disposes them to give you favorable answers when you ask.
Jupiter and the holy Mars. How many times do I have to tell you, Galerius, the Christians aren't evil people? They keep the laws and do no harm.
They're unbelievers.
That may not signify. There are some nowadays who say that all the gods of all peoples are but one god.
Not us, divinity, not the Romans. Look, let's not draw swords over the long dispute. The simple fact is your own wife has recently become a Christian, and so you turn a blind eye to these people.
How dare you say that? Are you accusing me of failing in my duties as Pontifex Maximus? The genuinely important fact is that Rome has never sought to force her gods on those who do not accept them. Rome has always been tolerant of strange gods.
But the Christians despise the gods of Rome. They say their god is the only true god. They despise your personal divinity, Diocletian. They will not worship you.
Well, I have reinstated the ancient sacrifices in the army, haven't I? Made them compulsory. Why, only the other day I went so far as to decree the brazier and the incense in civic life once more.
And the Christians in civic life will do exactly the same as the ones in the army did. Resign sooner than conform to the imperial edict. They're making a fool of you, Diocletian.
No!
Their god is a convicted criminal. You haven't forgotten that. A felon we Romans once put to death for his crime.
That is not the point. The simple point is that...
Yes, divinity.
My mind is very much troubled these days, Galerius. In the past, during the great campaigns, you know, a man felt securely guided, but now, you don't understand. You don't know what it lays on a man to become the Augustus.
I'd better learn, hadn't I? Because if your divine decree is to be fulfilled, I must become the Augustus someday.
Yes, that at least is definite. You shall succeed me here in the east, just as Constantius will succeed Maximian in the west. I've achieved something notable there, Galerius. Something that future generations will praise me for. By dividing up the administration and ensuring the succession, I've saved the empire from falling apart. But there's more to good government than just politics. Why do you hate the Christians so, Galerius?
Maybe I don't hate them. Maybe I just think they have nothing to do with old campaigners like you and me.
I don't understand that.
Oh, come along, Diocletian. Whatever we've turned into, the two of us, we know what we were, what we'll always be. If handling a scepter instead of a sword doesn't go to our heads, Roman soldiers. Still about the business of defending our country, marching to the outposts, getting drunk on local wine and laying the local girls, worshipping the gods. Now, that's a part of it, and you can't deny it. We haven't slogged all this distance, left so many milestones and fly-blown corpses behind us just to piss it all up against the wall. The gods are our gods, Diocletian. They stand by us and we stand by them. The gods are Rome.
I want to travel to Rome over land, Galerius, because it is my desire to consult the Oracle of Scythia on the way.
I see, divinity.
An ancient oracle. Of great power, consulted by our fathers and their fathers before them. Loyal children of the gods, Galerius. Loyal Romans.
I wonder a man like you is content to remain a wretched pimp this anus. You could do so much better in life, handling gladiators, then.
Ah, yes, the famous gladiator can make his master more money than he ever dreamed of.
Well, you've a gladiator in your household at this very moment.
What?
You have.
Who, by the great god Mars?
Well, it's nothing to do with the great god Mars. It has to do with the criminal god Christianus, Maccus.
Maccus? You mean Maccus, my slave? He's a gladiator.
A famous gladiator in disguise.
No.
Because he worships the criminal god Christianus.
All right, hold it there a moment. Break.
What's the matter?
What's all this about the criminal god, Christianus? Where did that come from?
It's this business of Macus being a Christian.
Yes?
Well, Macaridis here says the Christian God was a criminal.
Yeah.
Executed for something or other. So I thought it'd be funny to put that in.
You thought it'd be funny?
Yes.
Well, let's know when you've got something you think will send them home sobbing. Is that right about the Christian God being a criminal, Melchiades?
Well, it's what I've told you, dear.
And his name's Christianus? That doesn't sound likely. He's Latin. He was Greek.
No, no. Jewish.
Are you sure, Eusebius?
Yes, and his real name's the... Oh, wait a minute. I heard it somewhere.
Giuseppe.
Wasn't that the moneylender in Ravenna? The one who said he wouldn't take my medallion for security, but how about me?
Yeah, all right, come down, the two of you, and we'll sort it out. That and a few awkward bits. You both have to project a bit more, incidentally. I could hardly hear a word that time.
Project a bit. Well, I was yelling my head off.
Then try facing the audience, old love. No matter how attractive you think the back of your neck is, the customers are queer for faces.
Now, you just be careful, Genesius. Are you trying to start something with me?
There are those who would say I already did, wife.
Look, if you want a divorce in the family, you've only got to say the word.
I've been trying to think of that word for years.
Go!
Genesius, I wish I could work out exactly what's going on. You people do rehearse in, well, rather haphazard fashion, don't you?
The jokes, Eusebius. As I told you, in the antique farce, you have to get the jokes right first, then other things fall into place. See, the basic plot we're using here is Macus the Gladiator. It's just a variation on the standard plot of Macus trying to sell the same virgin to two clients, of course. But the twist is that to get even, Marina, that's old Pappas' wife, tells the same that his slave Macus is really a famous gladiator. And that gives us a marvellous last scene with Macus in the ring being matched against a champion. We'll need to get someone in for that, by the way.
An actual gladiator, you mean? In my theater.
Well, it's an extra joke for the audience if they can recognize him. Yeah, I need a tame gladiator, though, not one who takes his work too seriously.
No, or else we should have the antique tragedy rather than the antique farce.
Again?
No, it used to happen in the old days. Positive feature of the theater of Pompey at its height, I'm told. Even in classic texts like the Agamemnon, when the tragic hero finally had to meet his end, why, they bring on the public executioner, would you believe it, and slice his head off in full view of the audience.
Kill the actor?
No. A condemned criminal wearing the character's mask would be substituted at the required moment. And there it was, blood, real blood, all over the stage. Now, I don't call that art.
No. Hard timing the laugh after the head drops, apart from anything else.
Could hardly hear a word. Well, at least the play doesn't depend on people hearing what I say. But when the lead himself swallows every other line...
When did I swallow every other line?
Yesterday, the first Pappas scene. I've been meaning to tell you. Also, you're slowing up on that. I've seen funeral processions go by quicker.
Flavia.
It's the mast.
What?
I say it's the mast, Genesius. Great heavy things like pots over your head. No wonder we can't be heard.
But I've engaged the finest mast factor in Rome, Sylvester.
But it's just another area in which standards have declined, I say. Rome isn't the Rome I remember. Everything is dreadful. Even the accommodation.
What's the matter with the accommodation?
You call those the best lodgings where we're living. In my day, I can tell you, Roman actors lived in style.
Oh, don't we know it? Actors put up in the palace of Septimus Severus itself, then, did you hear, Julia?
Oh, no, no. Surely it was the baths of Caracalla underwater when they complained.
You can laugh.
All right, lay it to rest. He just died of old age. Right, we're here to get some work done. The Christian God, what's his name? Anyone know for sure?
It's Joss something, it is.
Joshua.
Could be.
Well, something we have to find out, then. And this crime he's supposed to have been executed for, what was that?
Oh, political, that was.
Yes, in the province of Judea.
Is it important, Genesius? He was crucified for seditious riot, something like that.
Crucified?
Yes.
Are you sure of that?
What's the love of Minerva? What odds does it make?
Eusebius?
I think so.
I didn't know he'd been crucified. No, I thought gods always died by the sword, fighting back, or got saved from death by other gods. Well, there's a lot we have to find out about the Christians before we can get the jokes right, then. Where do we go, for a start?
Now, if you want to meet some Christians, I suggest you go to the Tiberian prisons just now.
Oh, why?
There's a new edict out. Petty officials and those engaged in trade with the government are now to take the oath of loyalty to the god emperor in exactly the same way as soldiers. I hear many Christians are going to jail sooner than comply.
Would that be Galerius again? The Caesar?
I'm sorry?
Galerius, who sent you halfway to Gaul to find us and fetch us back to Rome. Who told you Macus was to be a Christian in our Atalana. Right?
Oh, my dear Genesius.
Now, what does it matter? That kind of thing has nothing to do with us, husband. Our business is just to put on the best show we can in Rome, be a big success, and make them remember us.
Fame, money, a Roman audience, Flavia.
Well, what else is there?
Look, I don't know if it's the right time to mention it, but there's the insult routine.
Damnation, will he never stop?
Yes, put it to bed, Melchiades. I've gone cold on it.
Why? It's funny.
Why don't you all shut up about that damned insult routine? Funny for you, not so funny for me and Antonina.
But it's not your scene.
Thank the gods.
Christians, you said. You want to see some damn Christians. Well, there you are. Take your pick.
Well, I only wanted a small one to give my mother, really. Nothing too expensive.
Oh, very funny. They won't fit the oath, so they have to be locked up here. We treat them the same as drunks.
Huh?
I'll give them a night to sober up, scourge them in the morning to teach them better, turn them loose to do it all over again. So you're an actor, eh?
No, I'll bet you saw us in Navarra. You're not just saying that.
Hey, listen, did you ever hear the one about the Roman general in Sardica and the one-legged whore?
I wrote it.
Actors won't stand for it, Miss Anne.
You won't stand for what?
Well, what sort of thing damned actors going for? Oh, any hint of that in myself. It's the whipping poster boy you can play about. Face backs to the wall.
Oh, I'll put the word out around the profession. Of course, in my own case, I was a child bride. Married off before I had a chance to learn the difference. Sailors get all the luck, don't they?
So do as you're bid, can't you? Yeah, what's going on over there? Who's this guy?
One that's just been sent over from the forum, Master Zosimus. Won't burn incense to the Emperor when requested.
Well, what's the game, little man? Christian, are you?
Yes,
hey, speak up. Name?
Marcellinus.
Marcellinus. All right, Marcellinus. Well, you know about the Imperial Edict, don't you? Good Romans are required to take the oath of fealty and homage to the Emperor and burn incense to him now. There's some incense here. All you've got to do is drop some on the brazier, like this, and repeat the oath after me. I, Marcellinus, do swear loyalty to the divine Emperor.
No, I can't do that.
Why not? Because you're a Christian.
I only want to...
Don't recognize the Emperor as a god.
Please, I've done no harm. Truly, I'm nobody important. I don't break the law.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, don't twist it off. We only gave him two arms, and that's the one he tugged his forelock.
Don't you want to take his oath for him, then? Please, pass. You want to show this leaking sponge how a good Roman worships his emperor?
Oh, don't look at me. The last time I went into a temple, the priest said it was an argument against religion. But he believes in a different god, so this is tough on him.
Believes in a different god? No. No, he doesn't believe in a different god. Not as you mean believe. I'll show you what he believes in.
No, don't overplay it, Zosimus. It's been a reasonable performance up till now.
Now, little man, you won't burn incense to the Emperor. Won't pick up the grains and drop them on the fire. Well then, what about this hand? This hand won't offer sacrifice either. Maybe you should drop that in the fire.
No, please don't.
Look, the script's all wrong. Any fool can see that he's...
Your hand will be doing an evil deed to pick up the incense. We'll burn it off sooner.
The Emperor is divine.
Again? The Emperor is divine. And you'll burn incense to the divine Emperor?
I'll burn incense to the divine Emperor.
There. You see, actor, a true Roman in his heart, like most of them would be if he were allowed to come down really hard on them. So pick up some incense then, little man. Now say after me, I, Marcellinus.
Marcellinus.
Do swear loyalty to the divine Emperor.
Do swear loyalty to the divine Emperor.
And pledge him my fealty and worship.
And pledge him my fealty and worship.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Now drop the incense on the fire. Good. Now, get out, you stinking little cur. The laws aren't half thick enough against people like you yet. But they will be if I know anything.
No, wait, I want to talk to you.
Christians. I think they're a cut above, damn Christians do. The gods aren't good enough for them. Rome isn't good enough, maybe.
Look, come back. Wait a moment.
Well, you see this sword, Christian? You see this block? We use them to settle with murderers and thieves and traitors. One day soon, it's going to be that for you. See if I'm not right. The Emperor's justice will fall on you heavy and sharp. Sharp as a blade.
Wait. Look. Wait, can't you? I just want to talk to you.
I've nothing to say.
But I've got to talk.
Please, leave me alone now.
Look, I want to know about your God. The crucified God.
My God? Why? But you're not a... What do you care about?
I just need to know about him. It's serious, not a trick.
And you ask me, after what you've just witnessed, who are you?
You're nobody in particular.
No name?
I'm called Genesius.
And you seek the crucified god.
Why not? I don't get the impression I'm doing all that well with Jupiter and the legal ones. I sometimes wonder if they believe in me.
Well, know this much at least, Dionysius. The crucified god doesn't always get the worship as he's entitled to. Some of them hate the cross. Live in terror of it.
I don't blame you for what happened back there, if that's what you're talking about. A hand on the arm is worth two in the brazier, I always say.
It's of no importance, you think.
Well, he wasn't the best incense, you know. If I was the divine emperor, I might easily have got the wrong idea.
Do you know who I am?
Nobody important, you said.
If your right hand offends you, cut it off. It's strange that barbarian should have said something of the same sort to me. It's the teaching of the crucified God, you see. No compromise in it. No convenient escape from pain. No convenient escape from pain. Just the nails through the wrists. The hammer blows. In days gone by, it seems Christians were able to answer that challenge. Even the mad Emperor Nero couldn't persuade most of them to take false oaths. I must go now. Please don't follow me anymore.
But is that everything about the crucified God? Now I know.
What is it you want of me precisely?
Look, people's gods are supposed to do them a bit of good, aren't they? Well, I thought that was the general idea. But all you seem to be telling me is that a man can't really worship the crucified God, or loses his audience any time he tries to make out it's possible.
You have an odd way of expressing yourself at times.
Well, that's been said before today, but you should hear what's on when I'm off.
Why should the fact that my God is a crucified God be so important to you anyhow? I'm ashamed of my cowardice today, ain't very well. But that isn't the worst thing. No, not by any means. The true wickedness is that I turned my back on the risen Lord.
Who's he?
Didn't you know? The Christian God doesn't only die on the cross, Dionysius. He rises from the dead again, so that death and pain can never have the victory. And yet, today, I have given it to them. That's my evil, you see. That is my betrayal. I've denied the triumph of the cross. Goodbye, Dionysius.
But wait, you still can't get it.
I can be no further help to you. You'll find a more reliable guide.
Marcellinus! Marcellinus, tell me more! The jokes aren't right yet, Marcellinus. Not nearly.
Yes, Divinity.
You may approach the Sibyl now. It is time. The god is upon her.
So I see, priest. So I see. I shall consult the oracle alone, Galerius. Divinity. If the god should speak, then his words will be for me alone, Galerius. I too am divine. Mere men may not attend to the counsels of gods.
As you command, Divinity. Is there somewhere I can withdraw to, priest?
If the Caesar will follow me, deeper in the cave, there is a robing chamber.
That will do.
And now, Apollo. Mighty God, hear the petition of a brother immortal. Guide my feet, direct my hands, answer my prayer. Sibyl, sacred Sibyl, it is I, Diocletian, the emperor. Who hears my voice?
Speak without fear, Diocletian. It is the god Apollo.
Great Apollo. You know the problems and doubts that beset me as ruler of the empire.
I'm alone.
Give me your sign, your oracle.
My great emperor. He who hangs high will one day bring you low.
He who hangs high.
Hear the oracle, Diocletian. Hear it well.
But who is he who hangs high? I must know more, great Apollo. Is it another god? A mortal seeking my throne?
One who would unseat all the gods.
Who is this?
He hangs high on a gibbet.
The Christian God, Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified.
Angry. The gods are angry.
No.
Diocletian angers the gods. The false god, Jesus. His own household.
It isn't true.
At his table. In his garden.
Stop it. I won't hear it. The Christians are not evil people. They do the state no harm.
Apollo speaks, and speaks truth.
Apollo, what must I do?
Those of the emperor's household will bring no punishment on him, but those elsewhere.
Yes. Speak, Apollo, speak. Your brother listens.
Protect the throne, O mighty emperor. Protect Rome.
Apollo.
Immortality. Immortality.
God is gone. Galerius. Galerius.
Aye, divinity.
Did the God speak, Lord? The God did. My brother God Apollo. And he told me...
Aye, divinity.
The Christians, Galerius. The Christians are a cancer within the state. They must be cut out.
This is the word of Apollo, divinity?
But I want no bloodshed. The Christians must be made to worship the gods of Rome. They must be made to fall at the feet of the emperor. If they do not, they will suffer...
I die, Christian.
Dispossession. Exile, where it is appropriate, in certain cases.
We'll make some examples, you mean?
Exactly. The anger of the gods must be assuaged. But the gods do not will blood. The Christians are not evil people. It is simply time they understood they cannot be loyal children of Rome and despise her gods and defy her ruler. Well, see to it, Galerius. I wish to be troubled with this matter no more.
Aye, divinity, I'll draft an appropriate edict at once. Priest, where are you?
I am here, Caesar, awaiting your command.
When the Sibyl is herself again, reward her. Reward her well. You spoke to my staff officer, as I told you.
I did, Caesar. The gift was most generous. We all of us at Sicyra...
The god Apollo is a very great and mighty god. Isn't that right, priest? He doesn't make mistakes in what he tells his faithful clients. He doesn't have to change his mind after.
Of all the gods... Apollo may be said to speak with a most certain voice. Aye, it's true, Caesar. Ancient writers even maintain that the advice of Apollo, once solicited and received, has about it the quality of the eternal.
I'm glad to hear it. Rome and the Empire must be able to depend on her gods. The day's getting on. What food have you provided for the Emperor?
The finest, Caesar. A banquet has been prepared.
Caesar?
Nathan,
where are you?
Oh. Out here on the portico, Flavia.
What on earth are you doing out on the portico in the middle of the night?
Just standing here wondering how long it was going to be before some half-wit shouted out to me, what on earth am I doing out on the portico in the middle of the night?
There's no need to be rude. I woke up, and that great big bedroom seemed quite empty.
I think old Sylvester may be right about these lodgings. Aren't you put off by big empty houses?
After some of the dates we've played?
No.
What does that mean? We've always had an audience, Denise.
Well, that deaf man with the dogs in Verona was very faithful, yes.
What's the matter with you? You've been moody ever since you came back from the prison this afternoon. You weren't the least bit involved in the rehearsal. Did you talk to some Christians the way you wanted to?
Yes.
And?
These Christians say their God rose from the dead.
That's clever of him.
Was crucified, I mean, and then rose from the dead.
It's a good routine, but I don't see quite how we work it into the script.
And I'll tell you another thing perhaps you weren't aware of. Did you know, Flavia, that my father died by being crucified?
What?
Years ago in Cagliari. When I was just a kid.
You never told me that before.
Well, it isn't the sort of thing you do tell people, even your wife. I couldn't have been more than 6 years old at the time, but I can still remember that figure. Hanging there, gasping to stay alive. You die by a sort of suffocation on the cross. He was crucified with four others in a field outside the town.
Why? What happened, Genesius?
Well, you know he used to move around with that old tumbling act I told you about with my mother and two companions.
Yes.
He'd been born a slave, actually. And freed. Oh, sometime in Aurelian's reign. But they caught him on an old statute of Caracalla's. Freed slaves from the provinces attracted citizenship whether they liked it or not. And that meant they attracted citizens' taxes.
Oh.
Poor devil. I can see how it must have been now. They came down on him for a lot of money that he didn't have and couldn't have raised even if they'd given him the chance to. So there was nothing for it but the field outside the town. And the cross.
God's on high.
Rough times. Yes. The authorities were coming down on Christians then, too. I remember hearing later that two of the men who died with my father were Christians.
Well, what did your mother do?
The tumbling act stayed together for a while. Then she got a chance for me to be apprenticed into the Atalana with Lucius Bardalus. Things just went on from there. I started up my own company, toured the empire, finally got to Rome.
And married me somewhere along the way.
Oh, of course. How could I overlook the climax?
Is it true you only did it because you had this lifelong ambition to run away with an actress?
When I run away with an actress, I'll let you know.
Careful now, husband. Don't take it out on me.
Hmm?
Whatever it is. You ought to know, I never sleep in my armor. My one rule for life has been, always leave weapons of war at the bedroom door.
Yes. Yes, I know that. You're a wonderful girl, Flavia. Did I ever tell you so?
Perhaps I wasn't talking to you the day you did.
Well, I want you to know it's true anyway. Whatever it's been like, that's true.
It hasn't been too bad, has it?
One filthy little date after another. Low farce in Illyricum, lower farce in Thrace. There isn't a single thing I've done that'll be worth remembering 2 minutes after I'm gone.
Cheerful. How about Rome?
We don't know how that's going to turn out, yeah?
There are places in you I'll never travel to, aren't there?
Again?
Places where the jokes don't get a laugh. Or aren't jokes at all, maybe. I don't know what you're going on about. The antique farce is your life, Janice. It's your life.
You say so?
There's nothing else you could ever have done. You know that. It's what you're for.
Well, yet I wonder.
What?
Do you think it could possibly be true the Christian God rose from the dead, Flavia?
Oh, my. Come back to bed and stop it, husband. If anyone ever rose from the dead, the whole world would know about it, wouldn't they? Anyway, where's this God of theirs if he isn't respectably dead? Walking around somewhere?
I put that whole business of my father out of my head for most of my life because I thought it was the worst thing ever. Just a filthy, squalid defeat.
Well, yes.
Yet what if it wasn't, Flavia? What if it was what that Christian Marcellina said?
What's that?
A victory. A victory
over pain and death.
The Catacomb of Praetextatus, they said. If you want to find Master Linus, go to the Catacomb of Praetextatus. I said, I only want to get deep in my work, not buried.
We've taken to meeting in these places again, Bate, for years. It's safer with so many arrests going on.
What's it all about, anyway? The Christian temple in the Palatine was raided today, I hear.
Not a temple. We don't call them that. Marcellinus is in this chamber here. May Jesus Christ be praised. A man is here to see you, Father Ingot. He says he knows you. His name's Genesius.
Genesius? Yes, I know Genesius. Or, as he points out, he knows me. He witnessed my cowardice and betrayal at the Tiberian prisons recently. Has he come to say as much to the assembly of Christians?
Look, the only reason I'm here...
They all know, I'm afraid, Genesius. You can't conceal a morbid wound like that. A gaping sore. Thank you, John.
I just have to be sure he was known to us, Father in God.
Why have you followed me again, Genesius? I asked you not to.
What's his Father in God, they call you? Who are you among these people?
I am their bishop.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Their shepherd in the Lord. Their leader. The Christian bishop of Rome.
But you denied the Christian God.
I tried to tell you I couldn't help you any further, Genesius. What must you think now? Why, that my belief is a meaningless hypocrisy. A faith built on shifting sand. Why did you come here exactly?
I'm not sure. Well, rather, I was sure, but... What happens now?
Happens?
To you.
Why should you care about that? I have to go before the Assembly of Christians this very night, as it happens. Confess my sin.
And what will they do then? Punish you?
No.
What?
I rather imagine they'll forgive me.
Forgive you?
As our God commanded us. You must forgive each one of you his brother from your hearts.
Well, nice and simple then.
What?
I say, it's good and simple. Look, it's nothing to do with me. But first of all, you spilled tears all over the forum about how bad what you've done is. And now you seem to be turning round and saying it's really not much worse than missing a queue or fouling up someone's exit. You just apologize to the company and stay off the wine for a week.
What do you mean by that? This odd way you talk.
No, don't start that again. I talk the only way I know.
Who are you? What is it you really want with me?
Oh, all right. I'm an actor, if you must know. I have to play a Christian in an Atalana, and somehow or other I've got to find out how Christians behave and think. But with you, I'm not getting very far.
An actor?
Now, don't say it. It's all lies, and if you dare to call for help, I'll scream.
Yes, yes, of course. It's fitting, isn't it? Altogether fitting that the one who should have observed my fall from grace should be...
Well, what's so funny? If you've got to a joke, let me in on it. I can't find a single one so far.
Oh, but it's splendidly funny. A wonderful joke. God laughs. Even the crucified God. A man isn't chastised for betraying his name. Merely reduced... So you think that the Assembly of Christians should punish me for my sin? Crucify me, perhaps?
No, don't talk nonsense. All I meant
well,
was...
Well, Genesius, so do I. I wish they would, that they could, because that would be more acceptable, easier to bear.
Well, what do you mean by that? You squealed like a stuck pig when the prison governor tried to shove your hand in the fire.
On that occasion. But don't you think it's different now? Now that I am to be faced with a worse fate? Now that I am to be forgiven? On the night before the Christian God was crucified, two of his best friends denied him. One was called Judas, the other Peter. Judas hanged himself for what he'd done. But Peter lived on. He met his Lord again after he was risen and was made by him the chief among his brethren. Now, which of these two do you say suffered more?
No, I don't care about things like this. I only
which,
want to...
Which, Genesius? Tell me if you know, because I don't. Judas lost forever in the fire of eternal betrayal. Peter drowned and washed away in the flood of forgiveness. The cross, you see... The cross, either way. A man cannot hope to live without the cross. He cannot even hope to reduce its pain.
Oh, stop it. You don't know anything about the cross. Have you ever seen a man crucified, hanging there between heaven and earth, coughing his life away?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, I have. And it doesn't make you cry. It doesn't even make you afraid, properly speaking. It only makes you...
quiet. It's the center of the play. Yes, that's what it is. The heart. The moment you come to when the audience doesn't laugh, doesn't stir, just is there, believing everything you do. Well, I'm going now. Nothing to stay longer for.
Judicious.
How can your God be risen from the dead? He isn't here, is he, to tell anyone so? Nobody's ever met him. You only pretend he's risen to make life easier on yourselves.
Oh, if only it were as simple as that.
It's simple, all right.
No. You mightn't believe it, but it would almost be a consolation if what you suggest were true. If it all ended with a cross, why? So little would matter. My betrayal wouldn't matter. Even pain and cruelty wouldn't matter. We could simply avoid them as far as possible in our own lives and despair. But you don't choose to despair, do you, Dionysius?
I don't choose anything, one way or the other. All I've got to do is find out how to act the part of a Christian.
It's a very difficult role. Most who profess to play it don't do it at all well. But don't worry, Dionysius. No man who has truly met the crucified God can long escape the risen Lord.
Rome knows. Emperor has forgotten Rome. But another emperor will one day restore her to her ancient glory. The Rome of the Caesars, of Augustus, of the gods. Great gods who fashioned the hills and sent the she-wolf to suckle the fathers. You are the stars in Rome's eternal heaven. Blaze. Burn. Burn forever.
Master, oh good and kind Dosanus, don't do it. I'm no gladiator. I'm just your loyal and humble slave as ever was, Maccus.
Now, there's no good going on like that. I have it on the very best authority that you're actually Apollyon, the great Phoenician fighter.
I've never been to Phoenicia. I don't even like going to Trastevere unless I've got a girl with me.
A girl?
To protect me, Master.
You strangled a lion with your bare hands in the ring in Corinth.
I couldn't even throttle a chicken for his supper.
So you just find that famous courage which I hear you carelessly lost, and go out into the ring today and earn me a lot of money. I've matched you against Balbatar, the Nubian giant.
He's bigger than the Colosseum. Oh, I'll call on my God. He'll save me.
What? The crucified God you told me about? I wouldn't count on him for a lot of help if I were you. He only listens to criminals.
Oh, crucified God. Oh, Jesus, Lord of us Christians. Save a poor slave from the sword. What do I have to give to win your favor? I've got nothing, but you can always have half. How did I get myself in a fine old mess like this? Me, Maccus the manipulator. I know you're all hung up and haven't got a free hand, but...
But...
If you don't help me...
No, forget it.
What's the matter, Genesius? That was going well.
Yes, it was great from up here.
Not very funny, though.
What?
Well, that last joke. I know you're all hung up and haven't got a free hand. People wouldn't laugh at that.
Oh, I did it good. Well, what's the matter? You put that joke in yourself, husband.
Did I? I'm drunk at the time, then. It comes out.
Like all those other jokes?
What other jokes?
You must be sick or something, Dionysius. You've been at it for days. This is supposed to be a farce. The whole idea is people should fall about laughing. But anything you find that's halfway funny, you take it out.
I don't.
Anything about the Christian God.
Trouble there?
No, it's all right, Timocrates.
Well, maybe it isn't so funny about the Christian God after all. Not really. I've been thinking about it a lot since I spoke to that Christian leader again. Whoever or whatever his God was, he was crucified. That seems to be the main thing about him. And you can't make jokes about that.
They do in the markets.
Who?
People.
The other day in the fish market over by the Palatine, I saw a drawing scratched on the wall even, the crucified God with an ass's head.
But there you are, then. People think the Christians are just fools. Anyway, we've got to make jokes about the Christian God, Genesius, remember? When we got this date, it was on the condition that Mecca should be a Christian.
Look, if you're talking about the Caesar and this down he's got on people who won't take the oath to the Emperor...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about why you don't think people being crucified is funny either. I don't know what I'm talking about, really. No. Unless it's us, perhaps. Yes, you and me.
What?
Dear ones, if this is a private fight, you'd better lower the tone. The acoustics are marvellous on this side of the theatre.
Shut up!
I'm on Flavia's side!
You too, Julia! Rome, Genesius. The biggest chance we ever had in all our lives. The most money. We're not going to throw all that into the Tiber, are we?
Well, of course we're not going to throw all that into the Tiber.
Because I'm not going back to dragging around the provinces again, and you needn't think I am.
Ha! Now the flash of steel!
No, keep out of it!
Flavia!
What I say is, we should make a big success here, play only Roman seasons for the next few years, and then, when we've finally got enough in our purses, retire.
Retire?
Yes! The antique farce is your life, I had to tell you that recently, but it's not mine, and never has been. Don't you realize that? I still want that farm in Umbria I talk about sometimes. An ordinary house husband in the same place.
Flavia.
I even want... I'm still not too old. You just be certain this Atalana doesn't fail, Genesius. You just be certain it doesn't.
Yay! No, shut up!
Stop it! What do you think you're doing?
Well, it was a gorgeous performance.
One of the best.
I see what she means about wanting a life outside the antique farce anyway. Off the damn stage for 5 minutes.
Genesius!
Oh, what now? Who is it?
Eusebius, over by the west gate. Could you come to my office at once?
I'm in the middle of rehearsal.
It's extremely important. Couldn't be more so. You'd better break.
Oh, Genesius, while you're gone, I'd like to try out a new version of the insult routine.
Help! Robbers in the law!
Rats in the corn, you mean?
It's a new version, I said.
Well, try what you like. I don't seem to be in control of things here anymore.
But don't you try out a single sentence till I'm down there.
Oh, it's got jokes for you too this time, Antoninus. Mm-hmm. Good ones.
And how about me? What are the jokes for me?
Yeah, well, the Palaestra character, that's different. She isn't funny.
Genesius.
Eusebius, I'm busy. But one thing we've got to straighten out is the champion Maccus is matched against at the end of the play. Now, you said you'd book a real gladiator from the circus.
My dear Genesius, yet do not see. The theatre of Marcellus has never been so honoured. The Caesar has deigned to visit us. He is in our midst. We tremble but rejoice.
Most mighty Caesar.
Well, so you're Genesius, the actor, are you?
That is so, Caesar.
You're taller than I thought.
Taller?
Well, that slave Maccus. He always struck me as a little chap in the farces I saw in the old days. Then I don't know whether I ever saw you play him. It's hard to recognize an actor without his mask.
Most mighty Caesar, I have sent out for suitable wine. This sudden...
Yes, Eusebius, I don't want any wine. I just want to talk to Genesius.
Ah, then pray take this couch, Caesar. Recline.
To talk to him alone...
Of course. With your permission, Caesar, your humble servant retires.
Oh, goat. One day he'll choke on his own bleating. You've had your money from him. The money I ordered you to have.
Yes, Caesar.
He hasn't tried to cheat you?
A bag of gold coins, more than 100 of them.
Ah, that's good.
It was a most generous gift.
It wasn't a gift. It was pay. Pay for a job I needed done. Are you earning your pay, do you tell me, Genesius?
Well, I don't follow your meaning, Caesar.
No, you're right. I don't have to play round and round the cypresses with you. You're straight, just like me, eh? The Emperor is in Rome at long last. That's taken some arranging, you mightn't realize. He comes to your farce on the first day of next week. Well, I want to be sure he leaves it convinced the Christians are enemies of the state. And only concerned to make a fool of him.
Convinced the Christians are enemies of the state.
Well, there's no argument about that, is there, Genesius? The Christians despise our divine emperor, ignore his ordinances. The trouble is, the emperor remains reluctant to move against them. He doesn't see the danger as we do. Though under a new mandate, I've at least managed to procure the arrest of their leader since I arrived. The Christian Bishop of Rome.
Marcellinus.
You know him?
I've heard of him.
Well, he's in prison now. But I still need to persuade Diocletian he should invoke sanctions against the Christian body as a whole. You can help me with that.
By our Atalana, you mean?
Yes.
It's a lot to put on a simple little farce, Caesar.
No, I don't think so. The Emperor's very fond of the antique farce. He'll come to enjoy himself. Then he'll see the citizens of Rome, his ancient capital, laughing to scorn a group he still tells himself he mustn't interfere with. He won't like that.
Free men in Rome have always had the right to their own religion, haven't they?
Religion. This has nothing to do with religion. The gods will die one day, perhaps. All right, who cares about that? But not yet, Genesius. Not yet. I shall succeed Diocletian as Augustus sooner than anyone thinks, maybe. And Rome will be great again. You mark my words. I'm not one of those who think the past was all filth and none of the future means anything. Rome will be what she once was. Gods and all.
You don't believe in the gods, Caesar.
Eh?
The Christians believe in their God. To them, he's real. Crucified or risen from the dead.
Genesius, what's the job of an actor, in your estimation?
To reach his public, make them laugh or make them cry, to play his part.
To play his part, yes, and play it as well as he can. Well, I don't know what's going on in that head of yours, but you must have known from the start that this was a part that called for a special kind of playing, strong playing, playing that doesn't ask questions.
You want the mask, but not the character, Caesar.
What else am I paying for?
You talk about things I must have known from the start, but there are things you come to understand along the way, too, and I've understood...
No, you haven't, Genesius. You haven't understood a thing outside this farce, and you're part in it. You're an actor. So just play your part. Play it for everything it's worth.
I don't care what you call me. I'm impervious to insult. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
How about...
Genesius!
There you are.
Stinking...
The Caesar. Was it an important matter?
He won't let me... No, Eusebius.
Him?
Yes, no, not really.
I make my living.
He just wanted to wish us luck for the season.
Profiteer.
Extraordinary.
What's this they're doing now?
Oh, this is Melchiades' insult routine.
Sometimes I give overweight, in fact.
Cheat!
How little should I ask for you?
Son of a whore.
Why, it's funny.
You had your money.
Yes, it is really, isn't it? Simple-minded, of course, but it plays well.
Well, who'd have thought that? Thank the God something's funny in the show.
Fool and dope.
Something.
You're an idiot. I'm smarter than my customers.
You haven't got the brains of a gnat.
Did you say a cat?
No, a gnat.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that, but I've certainly got the brains of a cat.
The Emperor's arrived, the Caesar with him. Is everything in readiness, Genesius?
We're fine, fine. I'm just trying to get it through the skull of this gladiator here. Cappadocius. But it would be better if he didn't actually slice my head off. At yesterday's rehearsal, he swung so damn close with his sword, I didn't need to shave that side of my face this morning. It's acting, not slaughter. Can't you understand, Cappadocius? Acting.
Cappadocius. Now, what a stinking actor.
You can say that again.
Please, does it matter? We just want to begin on time.
Oh, now what? Gods, they're bringing animal cages in. You've got the wrong address, you fools. The circus, next door.
No, those cages stay here.
What do you want with animal cages backstage?
They're the property of the theatre, as it happens. Yes, they'll do no harm there.
Yeah, but...
Genesius, am I really meant to wear a mask like this?
Oh, what's the matter with it? It's the same mask you had yesterday, isn't
it? No, that was a beautifully light one, but something has happened to it.
What happened to it? These masks are fearfully expensive.
I left it with my other stuff in the property room, but when I came back for it today, it was squashed out of recognition.
Squashed? Cappadocius again. He waits in the property room. He must have sat on it.
Docius!
I didn't sit on anything. Well, nothing has mattered anyway.
Oh, how could you, you clumsy great oaf?
I'm not an oaf. I'm a champion short sword and broad sword, and you filthy little actors, you better not forget it.
All right, let's not go to war about it.
Not go to war? I've played in theatres all over the Empire for the best part of 30 years, but never in my entire career have I ever had my mask set off.
We really must begin.
Jesus, I can't find Julia. Where is she?
Well, she was here just a while ago.
I didn't mean anything, did I?
How do I know? For all I can tell, it could have been a personal affront.
But this captain of the Imperial Guard came backstage looking for her.
Can we begin, please? Can we begin?
That little slut. Gods, if she sloped off with a soldier when we're about to perform...
Now, see here, Marcus, you are an honest slave, loyal to your master, Docenus. true?
You won't find a truer slave in the city, sir. Oh, I love my master, I do. Every day I thank my God that I'm in bondage to such a nice, kind pimp.
What God is that?
Mars?
Oh, no, sir. Mars is only for soldiers.
Eros?
I think we both know who Eros is for, sir.
It must be a god for fools, then, or malefactors. Aha, I know. Jesus, the Christian god.
God's above.
Galerius.
I mean, no god's above.
Why does a slave matter say he worships the Christian god? I don't remember that in the antique farce.
No,
the actor's always put in things that will make the audience laugh, Diocletian. But it was topical.
He seems able to.
Christians are a big joke in Rome at the present time.
But now, look here.
A joke? The Romans like to mock them because the Christians mock the gods. Mock you, Divine Augustus.
I can't hear you, sir.
Christians are good people. They keep the law.
Your Majesty's here, sir. I've had a lot of trouble with it. Funny how it comes and goes.
10 drachmas, then, you thief.
Was that 12 you said, sir?
15.
20 drachmas? Oh, I heard you perfectly that time, sir. Yes, it's not such a bad ear after all.
Does your God permit you to earn your living by acting as a runner to a pimp and defrauding both him and the honest citizens you dishonestly sell virgins to?
Oh, my God isn't concerned with pimps and virgins, sir. Nor with honesty much. You don't get crucified for honesty, sir.
Well, I must have little Palestra, no matter how I get her.
Palestra? Oh, sir. I didn't know it was hers you had designs on.
What do you mean, designs? I simply wish to offer the child a good home, a father's affection.
Here's a fix. I've already promised that same virgin to Lycomedes. What do I do now?
So, you don't know anything about my husband Pappas and some girl belonging to Desenas?
Not a thing, mistress.
You've never heard of my husband Pappas?
Never.
You don't know my husband Pappas.
What's his name?
It's no good. I don't believe you. You're a lying slave. Take your oath you don't know my husband.
By which god?
Why, whichever god you like. Do wretched slaves have a special god?
Oh, he's a pretty wretched god. But you can take oaths safely enough by him.
Splendid. Say, I swear by my god that I don't know Pappas.
I swear by my god that I don't know Pappas.
Oh, Marcus. Well, I was wondering where you had got to. Where is that virgin I paid you for?
Pappas.
Marina.
I don't know anything about it. I'm innocent.
You corrupt scoundrel, Marcus. You are providing my husband with a virgin after all.
Never. I swear by my God it's all a mistake. There's no virgin.
Marcus. Oh, Marcus. How could you sell me to this dreadful old man? I love Lycomedes.
Liar.
Traitor.
Rogue.
What's the use of a god like mine? What's the use of him? Oh, listen to the flute players for a while, all of you. I need time to think things out. A lot of it.
Quickly now, that's the act break. Take that wine and flute up to the Emperor's box. Eusebius, manager of the theatre of Marcellus, prostrates himself and begs the divine Emperor, etc., etc. Go, boy, at once.
Yes, sir, a fine audience with us all the way. But you were still slow on that scene four entrance, Flavia.
I wasn't. I was on faster than a sailor into a whorehouse.
And couldn't you play a little faster all through, Sylvester?
No.
What?
It's his mask. I tell you, Genesius, if you had to go through an entire performance weighed down by this enormous...
Oh, will you stuff a Roman toga in it about the mask? Oh. No different from anyone else's. They're all... What? Eusebius?
What is it, Genesius?
That cage over there. The one nearest me. It seems to have an occupant now.
A captive, that's right.
What in the name of the gods?
By your leave, actor, no one to approach the cage.
What?
No one. Caesar's orders.
Cappadocius, look,
What's going on here?
Yes, what, Eusebius?
Genesius, now please understand, this is nothing to do with me. You ought to know my feelings in such matters.
Just tell me what's going on. I don't understand.
Not near the cage, I said.
Please, somebody must explain.
Thank you, boy. That'll do.
Master.
An excellent performance, Galerius.
Genesius and his company play the antique farce better than anyone I can remember to.
If the Romans mocked the Christians, you know, it could be because they haven't yet got a sound idea of the Christians.
Well, you've got a sound idea of the Christians now, Diocletian. Or you ought to have. The Oracle of Apollo is quite clear about the danger they are to the Empire.
The Divine Emperor accepts advice from his brother God. He does not...
Did you know that the leader of the Christians here in Rome, Marcellinus, first took the oath of fealty and homage, and then refused to take it again when told it was required of him? Think of that now. A hypocrite as well as a traitor. Get rid of the Christians, Diocletian. They're the rats in the cellar of the house, eating their way upwards.
What? He's to be brought on stage, this captive, you mean?
Genesius, he has nothing to do with me, truly.
Caesar's orders.
He's to be killed. A man killed there on the stage.
Oh, it's a quaint custom of the ancient Roman theatre, hadn't you heard? We're really bringing everything back to Rome this season. The antique farce, the antique barbarism.
Not that. Surely you see that if I had any choice, it would never happen. When I received a reprimand from the Caesar...
You knew about it beforehand, though, didn't you, Eusebius? Kept me in the dark.
That was on the Caesar's instructions, too.
What?
He didn't feel that you would entirely relish the innovation.
Oh, he's thoughtful, isn't he? For a power-hungry murderer, that is.
Genesius!
And where does Cappadocius here fit into the scheme of things?
Now, my orders are clear, Genesius. At the time in the play when Macchus is struck down, I'm to turn to this man here and lop his head off.
Instead of missing mine by a split whisker. Well, at least I won't have to fret my way through the second act, wondering if I'm still going to be there to act when it's all over.
Mother Juno. We're supposed to be playing an Atalana, aren't we? Something to make the people laugh.
Oh, the jokes are coming good at long last, Flavia. The real jokes. We're going to be a big success in Rome. You needn't worry about that anymore. Yet who's the helpless victim, I wonder? That could be the biggest joke of all.
No, actor, not near the cage.
Oh, go and carve up a few Thracians. Rape a Macedonian maiden. Keep your hand in. You there! Condemned man. What have you got to say about it all, eh? What would you like for your exit line?
May Jesus Christ be praised. I learned to play my difficult role at length, Genesius. I hope you have a similar success with yours.
Marcellinus.
What you call me. I'm impervious to insult. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
How about dirty pig?
Pigs are clean animals, really.
Stinking sow.
I can't be a sow.
Melchiades. Good man, Flavia.
He won't let me have...
He knew the insult routine would work when nobody else believed it.
Yes, that's right.
He got the true instinct for the Atalana.
Genesius. There's nothing we can do about that poor devil Marcellinus, you know. It's none of our business.
We just play our parts, then, the way Caesar wants. No more than a fruit. Asking no questions.
I give overweighted.
Giving the mask and not the character.
How little should I ask for you, then?
I don't know about things like that.
I used to think I did. You went on and did what you had to do because it was important to do it. Because it pulled you closer to those people out there, whoever they were. And somewhere, there was the center. But this isn't like that at all. This is shoving them away from you. This is telling them there's no center.
I'm impervious to insult.
You've gone again, haven't you?
Gone where?
Off into one of those places where I can't travel to find you.
And where the jokes don't get a laugh.
Yes, that's right. It's how I make my living.
It's been good, Genesius. You and me.
I hope so.
Corruptor of you. I was only going on about that farm in Umbria the other day.
No more than a fruit seller.
Somehow, I want to tell you that now.
How little
it's been good.
I ask for you, then? Son of a whore.
What?
You had your mother whipped.
Never. Just beaten up a little.
Your father beaten, too.
Your sister drowned.
Your brother sold.
Roman emperors have done all that. I'm in good company.
Fool and dolt. You're an idiot.
I'm smarter than my customers.
You haven't got the brains of an ass.
Did you say a cat?
No, an ass.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that, but I've certainly got the brains of a cat.
I wonder a man like you is content to remain a wretched pimp, Decenas. You could do so much better in life. Handling gladiators, say.
Ah, yes. The famous gladiator can make his manager more money than he ever dreamed of.
Well, you have a gladiator in your household at this moment.
What? Love, Valerius.
Who, by the great God Mars?
If I move against the Christian body in Rome itself, I mean blood.
Rome is used to blood diocletian. The divine emperor mustn't be afraid of the consequences of firm and determined rule. It's necessary, you know it. When the time comes, when all eyes in the theatre turn to this box, be sure you give the right signal to divinity. What signal? The eye of the games, there'll be no defeated champion to plead with the emperor for his life. But Macchus the slave will call on his god to spare his life, call on the Christian god. See how the crowd responds to that, and think then what the emperor must do. Think well.
And not earning his keep.
I send him to the circus immediately.
At once.
To fight tomorrow.
Tonight.
There are no games tonight.
I'll organize some.
Oh, crucified God, oh, Jesus, Lord of us Christians, save a poor slave from the sword. What do I have to give to win your favor? I've got nothing, but you can always have half. I'm going to be cut down in my prime, separated like a senator at the temple from his boyfriends.
Oh, but who's this coming now?
Aha, slave! Prepare to meet your end.
He can't act, but when you're as big as him, who dares to tell you? He's Cappadocius, the gladiator.
Now draw your sword and fight.
What, me? Who's scared to use a knife to cut an orange? You help! I'm too young to die. Well, at least I'm too beautiful.
On stage. A cage on stage. Now. Ready with those new lines, Melchides?
Yes, Eusebius.
Eusebius, please, you can't.
Out of the way, Flavia.
But, Genesis, you can't expect him to take this. He hates it. Well, I don't know what he'll do.
What do you mean you don't know what he'll do? It's the scene. He'll play it, Flavia. He's an actor.
No. No, he's Macus out there. The character, not the mask, you see. Macus, the slave, who by the orders of the Caesar himself is a Christian.
Now my sword's gone. He knocked it clean overhand. So, slave, prepare to meet your end.
That line again. We tried to teach him another one, but he couldn't get his tongue round. Stick your neck out and I'll slice that carbuncle off the end of it. But what's this in the cage? If it's a wild animal, it's changed a bit since it left Africa.
Wonderful news. This cage contains the leader of all the Christians in Rome. He is going to die for you.
But why should he die for me? He's done nothing wrong. I'm the one who sold a virgin belonging to you to silly old Paphos and young Lycomedes too. There, I'm confessing it. I'm the one who's called on the crucified God for help and got none. I'm the one who still can't get the jokes right.
Macus, I just said it's wonderful news. You don't have to.
That's the worst thing of all, isn't it? The jokes are bad. It's a rotten atalana. Try as I will, I can't alter that. I was right in the first place, you see. There's nothing funny about being crucified. There's nothing funny about believing in a god and then having your hands shoved into the fire because you won't burn incense for the emperor.
Genesius, for God's sake, they mean to kill me. Let them do it.
Who's Genesius, man in the cage? Anyone here seen Genesius? This is Macus, and this is as close as I can get to the jokes. Wait, listen, the gods of Rome. I don't know if there are any gods of Rome, any gods at all. But I know the emperor only thinks he's a god. That's if the emperor thinks at all, which plenty say he doesn't.
You hear the benefit. You hear the blasphemy.
But the actor, I don't...
He's one of them, Diocletian. The signal. Give the signal. Get rid of the rats in the house.
It isn't the games. I can't.
Look at the crowd. Listen to them. Did you ever know the ruler of Rome who failed to give the Roman mob what it wanted and stayed ruler? The signal, divine emperor.
Wait, look, let me go on. I didn't mean to give a speech about all this. Well, I'm succeeding. I just wanted to say a Christian like me can't stand by and see his leader killed instead of him.
The emperor's box, look. He's giving the thumbs down.
The thumbs down for you, Genesius, you.
Well, I've heard of criticism in my time, but this is ridiculous.
Genesius, my love, what are you doing? Stop it now.
Oh, here's trouble, Mistress Marina.
Flavia, your wife, Flavia.
Well, somebody here is Mistress Marina, and I'm damn sure it isn't me.
Why, the emperor means you, actor. Prepare to meet your end.
If he murders that line once more, I'll meet it before it comes. Look, I'm not getting through to you. You think people who believe in the crucified God are fools. But if there are any gods at all, there's got to be a crucified one, because sooner or later, everybody finishes up on a cross.
Genesius!
That's leaving out the body of the argument, maybe. All right, hang on to that for now, and the body will follow later.
Genesius! God! Bring God, Genesius!
The sword! He's raising his sword, Genesius!
Now, is that fair? Is that thoughtful? These jokes were good enough for my father, and they're good enough for me.
Die, slave!
He only wants me to care for him a little. Well, I do care for him, if only he knew how little. Who says the antique farce is dead? He's only using that as an excuse. With audiences the way they are these days, laughs are harder and harder.
Antique Farce by Bruce Stewart was based on the legend of St. Genesius, the patron saint of actors. Genesius was played by George Cole. Flavia by Kate O'Mara. The Emperor Diocletian by John Rye. Galerius by Glyn Owen. And Marcellinus by Leonard Fenton. Eusebius, John Humphrey. Sylvester, Anthony Newlands. Milcardes, Henry Knowles. Antoninus, Peter Wickham. Julia, Anne Rosenfeld. Zosimus, Michael Tudor Barnes. Cappadocius, Rod Beecham. The Sibyl, Joan Matheson. The Priest, Roy Spencer. And the Soothsayer, John Gabriel. The play was directed by David Spencer.